Some of the day's conversations with Luang Pa Pramod.
I am not sure if I am practicing correctly. I don't think my mind has found its place in awareness because I don't feel so comfortable or relaxed.
Right. Just know that the mind is not rooted in awareness. Don't hate that it isn't and don't want it to be better. If there is wanting, just know that too. Your practice is quite good. Can you see the body and mind separate out?
Sometimes.
Can you see that, for you, the world and its ways are at a distance? You have moved further into the practice, and the physical world feels farther away. Keep watching and see that there is no us. This body and mind are separate. Happiness and unhappiness are not us, but are just known from a distance. All good and bad states that arise are at a distance from the mind that knows them. The only thing you are missing in your practice is samadhi of the first kind. You need to make your mind peaceful at times so that it can have more energy. Then the mind will have enough power to free itself.
Work is very busy. It is hard to be peaceful.
Don't blame your work. You need to change your perspective to a more positive one. Be happy that you have a decent job. If we think in a positive light, the mind is calmer and our practice will improve. I had a very demanding job as well, before I ordained as a monk. I practice diligently nonetheless. Think in a happier way and practice more samatha.
I do a lot of walking practice in my garden. I feel that the world is becoming very dry and boring, and there is nothing I can do about it.
Good. Are you impartial towards that?
No, I'm not.
See this partiality, this disliking, whenever it arises. We need to know all phenomena with a mind that is stable and impartial. That's how wisdom arises, and it is wisdom that frees us.
I practice formally every day. I'm looking for some advice because I can't seem to know phenomena as I used to. I ponder a while before I am able to know what arises. I also use the mantra Bhutto when I do sitting meditation, but I can't seem to get peaceful at all anymore.
We don't need to strive for peacefulness. You can keep repeating Bhutto and know whatever else arises in the mind. If the mind is restless, just know it with no intention to make it more peaceful. If the mind goes off to think, know so quickly. If we practice this often, we will have awareness of body and mind. But if we don't practice this and just try to achieve peaceful states, then when we start to think, we will get lost in thought for a long time. I advise you to use Bhutto, or the breath, and just keep noticing each time the mind goes off.
I have been ill and very depressed. The body has had a lot of pain, and the mind has kept worrying about what will result and has mostly been discontent with my situation. However, recently, when I had a migraine headache, I was watching the body moving and noticed that the pain was just pain. It was just its own thing, vibrating in and out. The mind was the watcher and didn't get startled or involved. I was able to relax and sleep, which is the diametrically opposed to what usually happens in such situations. I didn't get concerned, fabricate my imminent demise, and run to the pill bottles as I used to.
Good. Keep practicing like this. You are separating out the khandhas, the aggregates that we wrongly take to be ourselves. Can you see that the body is one thing, pain is another, and the mind that knows these things is yet another? When we see this, we have separated three of the five khandhas out: form, feeling, and consciousness.
I noticed I am only able to see this with any clarity or stability if the mind is peaceful first. I need to practice samatha.
Good. You are understanding the principles of meditation. The mind needs to relax for samatha. Then when there is calmness, practice separating out the khandhas and see that none of them are us.
You have mentioned that if we don't practice in daily life and merely take some time for formal meditation, then we have no chance of enlightenment. However, I find that mindfulness arises so much more in the formal practice.
Sure. The issue is merely that unfortunately many practitioners separate their meditation time out and don't watch their minds in daily life. They'll say, okay, tonight at 7 p.m. I'll practice mindfulness. We should practice in daily life and formally without breaking our life up into times where we practice and times where we don't. The result of each practice will differ, of course. There is much more energy in our formal meditation. We need this energy from meditation to practice effectively in our daily activities. Your practice is fine, but you need to practice formally often, as your mind tends to overthink.
Some helpful conversations with Luangpa Pramod from April 24, 2009.
I mostly just hold my attention at my breath, but I have recently started trying to follow what you say.
It is not bad to do this. You feel peaceful and happy, but no wisdom will arise. Wisdom is understanding the truth of body and mind. If we want to understand the truth, we have to watch how the body and mind really are. We have to know what they are doing with much frequency. We cannot see the body and mind as they really are when we're doing one of two things. First is when we hold to an object until the mind is still. In this case, there is no natural truth to see. The second is getting lost in thought or in whatever arises. We all know what a wandering mind is like. Notice that when the mind is wandering, we forget about our body and mind. We don't know that we are thinking or that we're happy, breathing, sitting, or anything else. You've done a lot of samatha, holding your attention in one place. Now it is time to let the mind free and watch it work. Know what it does. If the mind becomes too restless and is thinking uncontrollably, then you can make it calmer so it is easier to watch. Right now you are holding your mind still. Let it go so you can see its true characteristics.
I can see that my mind goes to think so often.
That's right. We are practicing so that we can see the truth of body and mind. You are seeing what the mind does. It is always thinking, and it is never still. A new strand of thought is arising in each moment. We are not practicing so that the mind doesn't go off to think. Just know when it goes off with great frequency. Right now your mind is not stable, not in the present moment. Just know that. Don't try to force it into stability.
I have a question about the mind entering samadhi, deep one-pointed concentration. Is it possible that this can happen 4 or 5 times in a 10 to 15 minute period? It seems this has happened to me, and I'm not sure if I'm just misunderstanding what one-pointed concentration is.
One-pointed concentration, the first kind of samadhi, is when the mind comes together at one point within. There is no awareness of the outside world at all. The mind can go into and withdraw out of this state a few times even within 1 second. So certainly it is possible that you entered samadhi a few times in a period of minutes. But it is a high state of awareness. So if you are not aware in those moments, then the mind has not come together at one point, but has just lost mindfulness. If the mind is deluded about the truth, make sure to know this too.
Some helpful conversations with Luangpa Pramod from February 28, 2010.
Last week, my practice really went downhill. I can't seem to be aware of my body or mind at all. I can't even breathe.
Make sure to breathe. Sometimes when the mind isn't cooperating, we need to use a few tricks. If you like to practice watching your breath, but are finding your mind too restless, too far off in thought to get going, then you may need to add a mantra like Budo. Breathe and mentally say Budo repeatedly. If the mind gets really busy, then you may need to repeat Budo faster and faster, or use a mantra like Budo, Dhammo, Sangho, which is longer. If you keep at it, eventually the mind will cool down and become peaceful.
I last spoke with you 8 months ago. At times I've been noticing the mind oscillating between getting lost in thought and fixing attention to the meditation object.
Have you noticed any changes in the last 8 months?
I am able to know what arises more often, but notice that my mind is off looking here and there and not in its place, not totally present as the knower.
That is a very important thing, to notice when the mind is sent out and does not have its foundation in the present. True wisdom cannot arise unless the mind is in its proper place. Temporary peace and calmness can arise, but not wisdom that leads to the end of suffering. Many people have their minds sent out into objects of meditation like this and get much attached to the relaxation and stillness it provides. If you find you have rendered your mind still and are too comfortable there, come back and watch the body. The body is suffering. In your case, watch the body.
I've been practicing mindfulness according to your teachings for about 1 year now. I think that the mind is stable and unattached to the phenomena. I think it has found its place because I can see the phenomena arising and fall away.
Good.
I practice formally every morning and think I'm attached to peace a little too much.
That's fine.
Sometimes the mind gets lost in thought, but when there are noises in my house, I see the thinking disappear and the mind arise at the ear. I notice that the mind at that point is watching the body.
Great. Keep at it.
Also, once I was practicing meditation in bed and the mind got lost in thought. I asked disappointedly, why did it get lost again? And the answer came, because nothing can be controlled.
That's right. You're starting to gain wisdom. Sometimes the mind even creates images of our masters or even the Buddha coming to teach us the truth.
I noticed when I'm watching the breath that there is some discomfort at the end of the out-breath. I focused in on it and saw that there was quite a bit of suffering and I needed to breathe in to alleviate it. The suffering was there after the in-breath too.
That's right. Even each in or out-breath is a way of evading the suffering. Your practice is very good, but is your mind in its natural state now?
Right now, it is not natural.
Good, you passed the test. Sometimes when we practice samatha, we will see clear and vivid dreams, visions, even premonitions. Once when I was younger, I had a dream that a thin, elderly little monk approached me and handed me a small round fruit of some kind. I took it, and he told me, "Whether this fruit is sweet or this fruit is sour arises only from within itself." He meant we must learn from within. Don't just sit with a still mind. A few months later, I met this monk. It was Lung Pu Dun, who instantly became my mentor and master. I'm not presenting a miracle here. It was just a dream.
Before, I could only see the body and mind separate when I shower in the morning. But now, I'm seeing the mind and body separate from each other more often in daily life.
When the mind is stable, unattached, and awake, the mind and body can be separated all day long.
Is this true even though I'm still suppressing defilements?
Yes, though by suppressing it, the mind will be too still. There won't be enough of its antics to watch. Gradually set the mind free and notice each defilement as it arises. The defilements will separate out just as distinctly as the body has. So will happiness and unhappiness. Each aggregate will separate out, and we will see that each performs its own function and that none of them are us.
Can I ask for a little more advice?
Go about the practice gently. Take it easy.